So I think we've got some type of solutions to a lot of the parade issues, the chair issues. I don't know if we can control that. To people, and to put it in my perspective, after doing this for 3 days, 12, 14 hours, we're at that fairground. That morning, at 6 in the morning, we're walking that street and we're sticking the cones down. And for us, it actually makes us feel good because we're seeing all these cars thinking and all these chairs. People want to come and see our parade, so we just did our job. So it kind of revitalizes us thinking, okay, there's a lot of people we got to please, now let's get going. But, and I understand the other side of it where people don't want to have to fight with chairs and whatnot, but why can't we section off a part of the city on the city lot, and people want to have floats, they want to see all this entertainment, why can't we have like a $5 permit, let them set up in this section, have it all roped off, and then that money can go toward prizes for first, second, and third. I mean, it may be something that'll help, and then those people that are sitting in those seats, those are the people that are going to judge the floats. If that's what they want to see, then you can judge it. Can we police it? Probably not. We're going to have these people on their honor. That's all we can do. Do we want to issue something? We could. Everything that I do, I usually run by Sergeant Scalise at the police department. Him and I are pretty close, so I try to do things with him as well.
Excuse me, I just want to say that Mayor passed the gavel at 7:47 for the record. Go ahead.
But he agreed. He says, unfortunately, there is a safety issue, yes, but and a lot of the people I've seen have done it early in the morning. At 6 in the morning, Loomis Road is quiet. We're out there walking, but that's one issue I don't think we're going to be able to solve.
Passing the gavel back, Mayor's return.
Chicken. And 6 in the morning on the 4th, that's one thing. It's those that set up days ahead of time during rush hour traffic going up Loomis Road. It just seems like that should be something we should really take a close, hard look at. And then I've also had some complaints of people being rude. They have their territory staked out, and somebody comes with kids, and they get yelled at and pushed aside, and this is my territory.
Yeah, we've been compared to as the Black Friday on 4th of July, but it's a prime spot. People want the front,
right?
Obviously for the kids and for the candy, but I don't think that's our place either. I don't think it's our committee's place to delegate who's going to set up when and where and how.
So would extending the route, in your opinion, provide more area for people to view?
No. I think people have their spots. And if you look on, they had an aerial map, most of the people are sitting right in that Drexel Loomis area, right in that area. The bleachers were used, but not very much. We've cut them down 3 times. People seem to congregate in that corner, whether it's because of parking, it's close to the park, it's the ice cream, I don't know. I don't think that's going to help anything.
What if we had a section that was not, we didn't allow any prior setup on, like maybe that section?
And how would we enforce that? Then throw things out, that people who set things up?
Signage, yeah. Confiscate?
I mean.
And unfortunately, with our committee now, there's only 4 of us, so we're down 2, and we don't have the manpower to do it. The police department don't want to do it.
Can't there just be a sign that says, by police order, this area is reserved for lawn chairs, must be set up somewhere else?
Sure, but then somebody could take the sign. We had that problem, too.
I actually served on this committee pretty much besides an 18-month absence since 2008. So, I mean, I think these points are good. I think that's what the committee's for. I mean, I think if you want to email ID, I mean, I think what you've laid out here, I mean, I went on Facebook and I saw all the comments. That was a lot about gaps. It was gaps, 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 gaps. And then I think on one of those neighborhood pages, someone put up a picture of, are you kidding me? People are putting up chairs already. That was like, you know, a week before, whatever. But I totally agree. I mean, do we want to start chucking, you know, we're not going to put a police officer there. Don't you want them in our neighborhood writing tickets, you know, for speeding? I think so. We're not going to take stuff away if we're going to throw it away, we'll or put in a lost and found area, come and find your stuff after the fair. I mean, this is supposed to be a family thing, and you're right. We can't, I can tell you, I mean, in all these times I've been doing this, I know where the same people sit. I mean, I know exactly where to find them. That's kind of fun when that's the case. And in terms of lengthening it, well, I think the ending is the perfect location because you're right where Lions Legend is. You want to be near the fairgrounds. So it means backing it up. Well, where do you back it up? You got to deal with the state now. I mean, they, you know, it's tough enough with Loomis Road and that and Ryan Road, Highway 100, Lover's Lane, whatever, to get those approvals and that you know we have to con- so now to extend it, that's probably not maybe could, but then what's the point? Because if you look at where we start the parade, look how thin it is. If people don't want to be three or four deep, which they are when you round that corner, mm-hmm. then just go to the beginning of the parade where you could have all the candy you want. Because you have, you know, every kid. Because you have it. Every kid in the beginning gets a piece.
Right.
Whether it's like the mayor with the Tootsie Rolls or whatever, my stuff, everybody gets something. It's when you get further down, when you have so many, they're now getting it, and then when you run out. So, I mean, I think, you know, the big thing was definitely the gaps, you know, and that's something I think you're right. I mean, when we would always get the, and Janine Olson did a fabulous job. She put in 10 years of this work, you know, and I'm sure we'll be adding more people to the committee to fill those that left. But we always got that parade route. I was like, what the hell is this? You had east, west, 1, 2, 4. I didn't even know where I was. And that, every year I was like, well, I think I know I'm right here, you know. And then, so I think there can be improvements in that. But some things are just, could we control it? Yeah, if we want to have the staff, the policing and that. And then do we want to really be creating that type of headbutting and dust-ups with our residents on the 4th of July? You know,
it'd be a fun experience.
I mean, you know. So it's tough. I mean, I agree with some of the things you're saying that, you know, there's, but how do we do it? And so we can talk about and we think of ways and, you know, bring that back in May of next year and say, oh, here's the changes that were, and then maybe between now and all that time, we can do some more brainstorming and we have plenty of time. It just ended. So,
right.
You know,
I just want to start the discussion.
No issue with that at all.
Couple of comments from you and Alderman Mayor and I did have a discussion at the parade and between shaking hands. It's always fun having a conversation with you. If we chose to make the parade route longer, and in my view, and I'm not an expert at this, stage on Brentwood and run the parade from Brentwood down Loomis. That way you're still on the same Loomis Road boundary. We do gain an advantage. The seniors at Brentwood Park and at Harmony House then would get immediate access to the parade. This past year, I was really pleased to see that almost all the residents at Harmony were on the parade route, but they were down in front of the police department. These are folks from assisted living. So I'd like to see us make some accommodation for the handicapped.
Yeah, and that we were going to do. We were going to cordon off an area in front, even if I have to do it myself. We'll do that in front of theirs, their area.
Problem is that I'm telling you something you know. We're staging in front of Brentwood. That's where they are. You know, do we want to have them? Well, that's for you guys to figure out. Yeah. But,
The concern more is to the congestion. We want to be able to have two sides of the street where we're going to have people lined up and still have that center road in case something happens. If the fire trucks have to get out, they have an out, or people, or somebody gets sick, or it's hot weather. You don't know until that day.
Right.
I would like to leave for this next coming year. I'd like to leave Loomis Road to see how it works, to see how this gap problem works.
It's your business, not
get
mine.
Get it under my belt, and then
Right. Yeah. No. I agree. I think you should make the changes that you know that you need to make, and then see how that goes, and then before we start talking about lengthening and doing things like that, let's just solve the major problem, which I think we know, and then go from there, and try not to solve, and then revisit some of the other issues. But if you try to do everything at once, you may, like I said, it may backfire, and you have a worse of a mess than we had. And you know,
if you make it too long, then you have some of these older cars are going to overheat.
You have that situation too, and that causes a problem. Yeah.
And I think this year was exceptionally long, but because we had the gaps and because it was the anniversary.
We had more units than we had previous years, and so then you add that to the gaps, and there you go.
Alderman Dandridge.
I just had one more thought that I'd like you to consider is providing, good communications with the police department, because when we come in with our cars, we're told we can come in off of Forest Hill because we're right there on E1. No, I can't come in on that spot, so I go around to the post office. No, I can't go in on that spot. So clearer directions to the staging, you know, all the cars and all the stages to where we enter in to come to our slots, because it's mass confusion out there.
And the officers do have lists. They have lists of everybody who's coming in.
They didn't believe me. I had my sign and everything. No, you got to go around. So
you didn't find the guy with a gold badge?
I know, exactly.
No, I found the lady officers.
Or the big
that
round ball-headed guy.
Yeah.
Or the big round ball-headed guy. Yeah. Rounder than you.
Yeah. You?
Not at all.
Sorry, Mayor. But no, that's just
a French and get away with that.
That's just to coordinate our entry. That's all I'm asking for is okay, make sure that everybody's on the same page to allow us in where we have to go.
Right. And I'm thinking with the timing, too, they're going to have less confusion and less traffic as well, so there shouldn't be a problem.
In defense of the police officers, they were told nobody comes down Forest Hill.
Absolutely.
Except the mayor and the police chief and Alderman Taylor.
Right. See, I mean,
but in their defense, they're doing what they're told. Unfortunately, right. It flies in the face of common sense, which says you don't want to have to drive the entire parade route with kids and all the rest
right.
of that to get to the front spot.
So we got to fix that. We got to fix something like that.
Yeah. That's it.
So, well, the other thing is when you're coming down by St. Martin's, where I take Putes to get to that corner to get to turn onto Loomis, there's nothing that says parade route this lane. You know, my driver went straight through the light. And so we ended up having to go around, and by the time we went around and came back and
rookies.
Got in, we were...
Yeah, exactly. How many...
Where's your brother?
20?
You weren't driving.
I wasn't driving.
Right.
I was a passenger. Yeah.
Dirk was driving.
All right, is there a motion to refer this issue to the...
Civic Celebration Committee.
Yeah. So move.
Discussion, seeing that we didn't provide them any direction. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 The opposed motion carries.
I think we got direction. She took notes in that.
Yeah, I think there's direction.
Yeah, sure.
Well, Ann, I appreciate you serving and taking charge.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Ann's pretty much
next 4th of July.
Right.
I'm yelling at you.
What day is it going to be on?
Tuesday.
All right. She should have said 4th of July and made you, you know.
G11, special assessment for installing streetlights on South 27th Street. There is no, so moved.
Oh.
I do have an issue. There is an option not on here, and that option to be assess base lighting from Villa to Rawson.
Oh.
Assess base lighting and have the TID pay for the enhanced lighting the entire length. Mr. Rotzenberg?
That is budget appropriations would account.
That way it's fair. Those people who don't have lights now get lights, but they only pay for what they would have gotten if there wasn't enhanced lighting, and then the enhanced lighting comes from the developer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's better.
Yep.
So we're really choosing option two.
Yeah. No, we're assessing for the decorative lighting.
Yeah.
Standard lighting.
Let me restate my proposed motion so we're not doing VRs and ARs and GRs.
Yeah.
And make it simple. Assess for new standard lighting, Villa to Rawson. Okay? And the TID will pay
can
the...
Can we go north to south?
Okay. Rawson to Villa. Sorry.
Thank you.
You know, it depends on... Well, whatever. Yeah. And the TID to pay the additional cost for decorative lighting on the entire project.
All right.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Who makes that motion?
So moved.
Second it.
Discussion? City Attorney.
Only that did research the subject matter, and I will work with staff with regard to potential alternate methods of assessing the subject properties, as well as I want to make sure I know property zoning use, et cetera, with regard to the properties based on Wisconsin case law, those types of special assessments.
And Northwestern Mutual is aware of this, so everyone knows. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G12, construction of bridge on St. Martin's Road.
Motion to reject all bids.
Thank you.
Second. And rebid.
And rebid.
Thank you very much. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G13, amending of position classification.
So moved.
Plan.
Second. Second. Third.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G14, resolution to revise fund balance policy for the city.
So moved.
Second.
For the record, this, in essence, just removes the equipment replacement fund, which is designed to carry a high balance.
Yeah.
Yes.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. That was rather unenergetic. G15, an ordinance to amend an ordinance adopting the annual budgets, general fund, capital outlay, capital improvement funds, and reclassify contingency appropriations.
So moved.
Well, I got a motion, but no
second.
Thanks. This requires four votes.
Roll call.
And a roll call. Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes. One absent, no abstentions. Actually, financial report on G16.
Motion to receive and place on file.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Blasting right through to H1 license.
All right, Taylor. Tarzinski, deny false application, habituality. Habitually having been a law offender. Applin approve, cause deny, habitually been a law offender. Curler hold for appearance. The next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are approved. Then down to Menzel, approved pending a notary.
So McHugh is approved, Menzel is notary.
Yes, okay. McHugh is approved, Menzel notary. Last one is also approved. Then we got the first one, Pofall approved. Then Patricus, hold for appearance. Next two, approve. Then Spay, hold for appearance. Then approve, approve, approve. Then you have the Kroger, approve pending inspection. The Franklin Police Citizens Academy, approve. The American Legion, heard a post, hold pending verification of compliance of Chapter 945. And then Lions Club, approve. Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move to I-1, vouchers. Motion approving net general checking account city vouchers in the range of 161272 through 161557 in the amount of $1,632,754.85 dated June 24th through July 14th.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman
Andrew.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes. One absent, no abstentions. Motion approving the net payroll dated July 8th, 2016, the amount of $362,396.11, and payments of the payroll deductions, the amount of $203,396.79, plus city matching.
So moved.
Second.
Just wait. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. The motion approving the estimated net payroll dated July 24th in the amount of $393,700 and payments of the various payroll deductions estimated in the amount of $372,400 plus city matching payments. Madam Clerk.
So moved.
Second.
I'm just hurrying them along. Madam Clerk.
Aye.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion approving property tax refunds 16405 through 16406 in the amount of $2,214.14 dated June 17th and July 14th?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Motion carried, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.